How a Massive Stroke Changed My Life for the Better. Relentless, the new book from Ted W. Baxter. He shares his story with us this morning. Good morning, Ted. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Take us back a couple of years and talk a little bit about what your life was like back in the day, and then what happened that day when you suffered that stroke.
Yeah, it was a shocking tragedy that came from left field that nobody could have predicted it. My health at that point was fantastic. I had a great job, financial executive, and traveled the world for my job, you know, keeping me busy, which I loved it. It was a Thursday on April 21st, 2005, when it all went crashing down. A typical work day and busy, I worked out in a hotel gym in London at 6 a.m. I went to work and finished my day in London by 2 p.m. so I can to catch a flight back to O'Hare. It was just after 8 p.m. Central Time, watching TV, The Apprentice, and a commercial was on the TV. My wife asked me a question I couldn't answer, and she repeatedly asked the question. And this was like four or five questions, and I couldn't answer any of it. And so she became concerned. At the moment, for all of us now, it's for me to tell this story. I lost the power of speech, and I lost the power of comprehending. Now, imagine a situation where I desperately wanted to tell her that something is wrong with me, but without comprehension and awareness, I simply didn't know how. I was so terrified, helpless, and alone, and still nobody else knew what was going on with me.
Ted, you mentioned you kind of realized when your wife asked you that question, you couldn't speak. Was there anything during the day that might have led you to believe something was happening with you?
Yeah, nothing. The doctors, they did a check, you know, during the couple of weeks after that. And, you know, they said your cholesterol are fantastic, you're working out every other day. Nothing that could have been like, for example, I don't smoke. I didn't do any of that stuff. The thing is that it came out was it was my job, my pressure, the pressure I had, and the stroke that was caused because of that.
Ted, we often hear about the warning signs of stroke and the FAST acronym, and how quick response is crucial in rehabilitation. What was the situation for you?
Yeah, you see, my situation, because traveling was the big thing that I got used to. So when I took a lot of plane flights, the doctors, you're supposed to wear compression socks on the plane, which I always wore them, and even that day I wore them. So that, you know, that works for them, for me, anybody. But they said that I could have had more water. I slept the whole flight back, 10 hours from London to Chicago. But as I just said, I mean, my stroke situation was due to things like stroke, and it was the stress and the pressure that related to my job.
From what I've read, it has taken you a number of years to get back to where you are today. Tell us about that journey, the struggle, maybe the relationship with your family along the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about like more than a couple of years. I mean, this is what I have. This is 13 years ago plus. And, you know, I couldn't talk to you guys right now at the moment as I had a stroke. No way, because it wasn't there. By the way, I should tell you that I still have aphasia, which is usually comes with having a stroke or a head injury, which it means it's an impediment of language. So sometimes I need a little more time to process sentences and or find the right words. But when I had the stroke, I had full-on aphasia, global aphasia, which some of the pathologists, they would use that term. So which means that I couldn't talk. Or I couldn't write. So since then, I worked my tail off to improve myself. I'm still practicing on this also. So to go back to your question, what were some of the recovery tasks? The thing is, the thing I couldn't do, I couldn't go to Starbucks and order a latte for how long I couldn't do this. I happen to really love coffee, and I couldn't get myself up there. I would to talk to the barista and just use the word latte because they don't understand what I'm saying. And this seems like very simple to us, but now, I mean, if you have aphasia. You can't do that, and so it's just crazy. I couldn't do that. So I was saying it was the general saying good morning and good night sayings with the conversations along with the chit chat stuff. That took me a long year, a couple of years just that.
Our guest today is Ted W. Baxter, author of Relentless: How a Massive Stroke Changed My Life for the Better. Ted, was it one of those moments where you thought, I've got to do things differently?
Absolutely. It was, I had to write a different script, if you will. And I changed my focus on from my business into this life problem, which I couldn't communicate. So there wasn't a if you do this, no. It's when are you going to do it? So I'm going to do it now or next week, but I'm going to do it. So you need to have that type of modus operandi in your system.
Ted, one last thing. What do you hope people will take away from your book, Relentless, or maybe someone who had a similar circumstance in their life? What do you hope they will get out of this?
Well, I think the thing is hopefully they don't give up. They won't give up. Determination and your willpower, you're gonna overcome the situation, the challenges. And you need to have hope, H-O-P-E. I mean, you need to have that, and your attitude has to be so positive. You have to realize that you're going to have you're going to be in a lot of challenges during the journey. You're going to be very frustrated, but then you come back. You go to sleep and coming back the next day. And then it starts to work. So know your limitations. That's key. And the other thing I would say is support system. That's key. I had my family, my friends, my wife. We need to be pushed.
Ted W. Baxter has been our guest today. The book is Relentless: How a Massive Stroke Changed My Life for the Better. Ted, thank you for sharing your story, and best of luck on your recovery trail.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.